Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Does it is terrific, their mentorship program. And join us to talk about that, a senior, a rising senior at UConn, Michael Feidenkevitz. Michael, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
We're good, thanks. How did you get involved with the Pratt & Whitney program? Give us your background.
So like you said, I'm a senior at UConn. And it seemed like in good engineering, you student in fashion, we all applied to try to get internships at Pratt & Whitney. And this summer, I was hoping to go back there for my second internship at Pratt & Whitney. But, of course, because of COVID, it got canceled. And so we were all kind of bummed out about that because we were all looking forward to go back or do our first internships. But then a few weeks later, after we had heard back from Pratt & Whitney, we had got an email from UConn asking us if we were interested in doing a virtual internship. And I think many of us, we said yes, and we were interested in doing that. And they had us work on three different projects. So there was one where it was an alternate heat cycle to reduce fuel burn in an engine. A second project was a hybrid electric vehicle. And then a third project, which is I thought was the most interesting, and the one I worked on, was a nuclear-powered jet engine. And each of the teams, they were assigned a UConn faculty advisor, as well as some Pratt & Whitney professionals.
That last one sounds pretty exciting. I can understand why you are. Nuclear-powered jet engine? Wow.
Yep.
Where did your interest in science come from?
Where did what come from?
Where did your interest in science?
I really like the mechanical engineering side of it. So
right.
When I went to UConn, I was kind of stuck between the type of engineering I wanted to do. I was kind of stuck between biomedical and mechanical, but I had always had a passion for airplanes and aerospace, so that kind of took over, and that's kind of the path I wanted to go. And I'm also pursuing a minor in astrophysics, too.
God.
And I'm also an Air Force ROTC cadet, and so in May, I'll be commissioning into the United States Air Force. However, I did volunteer to commission into the United States Space Force, but I'm still waiting to hear back on that.
Wow. What entails mechanical engineering? In other words, you mentioned jet engines. You're very interested in aerospace. Where do you take mechanical engineering? I mean, where does it go and what does it encompass?
So mechanical engineering is more of designing things that move, kind of like the opposite of civil engineering. They're kind of building stuff you don't want to move, bridges and buildings. So like pretty much cars and like moving parts.
Okay.
It's kind of funny. A lot of my family, they tell me, oh, what, you're a mechanical engineering student. Why can't you fix this? I'm like, okay, well, I designed it. I'm not exactly the handyman mechanic.
Can you take a look at my car?
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. I meant to ask you about what your interest in mechanical engineering, not science before, though you have to have a little interest in that. What have you learned during your internship that might have been something that you didn't realize or something that you didn't think much about? What stood out to you about the knowledge that you've gathered during your two terms as an intern?
At least during this virtual internship, the one thing that you always hear, they say you can learn anything on the internet. And like you think that, like, oh yeah, I could do it, but a lot of the time the motivation isn't there. But what the project kind of gave me the motivation to go out and look for the information, kind of because I had to, but I found myself really interested in it. And now going into it, I had no knowledge at all about anything nuclear energy, nuclear engineering, and came out realizing, oh, you actually can pretty much learn anything you want on the internet. You just need to know where to look. And it helps to be guided there because the hard part is knowing what to look for.
And what not to look for.
Exactly.
Yeah. a lot of bad advice out there. If you, well, you are going into the Air Force. So what would your military occupational specialty be there? Have you discussed that yet with a recruiter?
So I don't go through a recruiter. I do the ROTC program at the University of Connecticut.
Okay, okay.
And
sorry.
I haven't been assigned my job yet or anything, but I would like to go into space operations.
Talk with Michael Feidenkevitz, UConn senior, about his part in the Pratt & Whitney mentorship program. Talk a little bit, Michael, if you can, about the mentors that you've learned from and what's impressed you,
yeah.
Not just about them, but about the program in general and how it's helped make you better in what you want to make and what you the field that you want to make your life living in.
Sure. So we had two Pratt & Whitney mentors, Mark Flores and Dustin Davis. And then our faculty, UConn faculty mentor was Dr. Lee Langston, who had a background in nuclear engineering. And they're all great. Obviously, the Pratt & Whitney mentors, they told us right up front, hey, we don't really know anything about nuclear engineering, so you're kind of off on your own here. But they're great in the sense that they knew the technical questions to ask to guide us in the right direction. So I think even if they knew the answers, we would have nuclear engines by now, but they weren't just going to tell us. They wanted us to learn from it, and they were guiding us there. And Dr. Lee Langston, with his specialty, of course, we were able to ask him technical questions as well. And like I said, they were there to help us along the way, even if they didn't know the answers.
How much longer do you have to go, Michael, as far as the program?
The program is it's that we wrapped it up on Monday. We just made our final presentations to the hire people up at Pratt & Whitney.
What did you present?
We presented our nuclear-powered engine.
Okay, I was going to say simple language, please.
Did you repeat that?
I was going to say simple language. Just keep it simple for us, would you? Sounds pretty complicated.
Yeah, so basically, instead of having chemical fuel, you just put a bunch of radioactive material in the engine. And instead of heating up the air by burning stuff, you just let it sit there, and then that'll heat up the air when it flows over it.
Really?
Let me ask you this question, getting away from the Pratt & Whitney internship and going back to school. Are you confident in going back to school? What are your thoughts about returning to campus?
I'm a little hesitant, but of course it doesn't come without, like, I think we do need to move on a little bit, but you need to be precautioned about it. A lot of my classes are hybrid. I do have one in person, but they are reducing class sizes to a smaller amount to accommodate social distancing. But I am looking forward to a change of scenery and going back on campus, because I'd hate to spend my senior year at home at my desk again doing all my coursework.
Yeah.
Right. Where do you live? What town do you live in?
I grew up in East Hartford, right down the road from Pratt & Whitney.
East Hartford.
I think my commute last summer was about 4 minutes.
Oh, that's awful. Well, it's the
really
only commute
good.
Shorter than our, Ray and my commutes now from our respective bedrooms to our offices and stuff. So, yeah, when you went on hiatus last year, when the pandemic hit and the campus was shut down, was it an adjustment to have all your learning done on an online basis? Did that take a lot of discipline on your part?
Yeah, it took a little bit of an adjustment, but after the first few weeks, I kind of got used to it, and I think I kind of found myself having more free time, because now you're not wasting any time walking to and from class, and this little things get caught up in with
right.
friends. So, in the end, I think it might have worked out better, but I don't know if I'd want to keep doing it. I definitely do like the in-class portion of college.
And there's the social aspect of it, too. I mean, let's be honest.
Absolutely.
With all due respect to living in East Hartford, it's nice to be on campus and stuff. Do you worry about the dorm situation, Michael?
Not necessarily. I mean, I won't be directly in the dorms. I'll be in an on-campus apartment.
Okay.
But, I guess in the dorm situation, I would be a little more hesitant just because you're sharing, like, a communal bathroom with more people.
Yeah.
Right.
But me, personally, I'm not too worried.
Good. Well, good luck. Michael Feidenkevitz, who's a UConn senior, East Hartford High grad, and part of the terrific mentorship program with Pratt & Whitney. Michael, thanks for the time. Stay safe.
Thanks,
we'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thank you. Take care.
Appreciate
good
it.
Good luck.
All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.